Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah, and the topic is the UAE Union Day. Alhamdulillah. All praises due to Allah who has bestowed abundant blessings upon us, united our hearts, and strengthened our homeland through the Union. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah and the Seal of the Prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah send His peace and the blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow him. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe taqwa of Allah, as He is exhorted in His Highness, says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. O you who have believed, fear Allah as He should be feared, and don't die except as Muslims, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and don't become divided. O servants of Allah, indeed the homeland has shining milestones and memorable days that stand as lasting symbols of determination, will, excellence, and leadership. Among the most majestic of these days in our history is the day of the establishment of the Union of the United Arab Emirates. That day shaped the history of a nation and built for it a continuous glory. It changed the course of life and wrote a new chapter titled Unity and Stability, Progress and Prosperity. So remember the favor of Allah upon you. اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. This land lived through harsh conditions in all aspects before the Union, but Allah transformed them by His grace and granted us goodness through His generosity. This occurred after the emergence of a leader of profound wisdom, far-sighted vision, and strong will, Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan. May Allah rest his soul in peace. He devoted himself entirely to the cause of the Union, believing in the words of his Lord, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, and don't dispute, and thus lose courage, and then your strength will depart. And his saying, exalted is he, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. He, Sheikh Zayed, strove diligently to unify the world and close the ranks. The founding leaders answered his call, and thus their resolve was united. Allah looked upon the sincerity of their intentions and the steadfastness of their determination in their pursuit of their people's happiness and their nation's glory. Thus, He granted them success and facilitated the means of achievement for them. True are the words of Allah when He says, إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah knows any good in your hearts, He will give you good. And so the bond of the blessed union was completed, the Union of the United Arab Emirates. Thus, Sheikh Zayed, may Allah rest his soul in peace, and his brothers among the founding leaders were keys to goodness for this land. The saying of the Prophet was proven true concerning them. إِنَّ هَذَا الْخَيْرَ خَزَائِنَ ولتلك الخزائن مفاتيح فطوبى لعبد جعله الله مفتاحا للخير مغلاقا للشر. Indeed, this goodness consists of treasuries, and those treasuries have keys. So Blessed is a servant whom Allah has made a key to goodness and a lock against evil. Allah completed His favor upon the people of the Emirates. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ and brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together, but Allah brought them together. Consequently, the march of development began. Conditions changed, and the dream transformed into a nation renowned for its progress, achievements, and leadership in all fields. Mosques spread, schools and universities were constructed, hospitals were built, security prevailed, and the people found happiness. Today, the United Arab Emirates has become a towering symbol in the fields of civilization, innovation, space exploration, humanitarian work, and generosity. So, reflect upon the greatness of Allah's blessing. وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ And be grateful to Allah if it is indeed Him that you worship. Following the path of the founding leaders and their steadfast legacy, the United Arab Emirates continues forward under the leadership of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, may Allah preserve him, becoming an inspiring model of national harmony, social cohesion, and the sustainable continuation of a sound and prosperous journey. This is reflected in its dignity and strength, the ambition of its vision, and the unique paternal bond between the people and their wise leadership, a bond reflected in sincere affection, mutual support, and continuous prayers. Thus the saying of our Prophet, peace be upon him, came true among us. خيار أئمتكم الذين تحبونهم ويحبونكم ويصلون عليكم وتصلون عليهم. The best of your leaders are those whom you love and who love you, who pray for you and you pray for them, meaning they supplicate for you and you supplicate for them. O people of the Emirates, indeed the Sun of Union has risen, and with it all goodness has risen. So honor the blessing of the Union and grant it the esteem it deserves. Thank your Lord for it and uphold its trust. Remember that it did not come about except through the sincerity of men, the determination of leaders, and the patience of years, for the Union is a covenant, loyalty, and fidelity. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا and fulfill the covenant, indeed the covenant will be questioned. Work for your nation in a manner worthy of the history of the forefathers, and one that honors the future of the children. Be like a solid structure, one part strengthening the other. كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. Uphold your values and identity. Instill in the souls of your children fidelity to the Emirates and loyalty to its leadership. Strive for mastery in your work. Preserve the achievements of your nation. Be refined models of character, shining examples of tolerance and generosity. know that the homeland is a responsibility placed upon your shoulders, and the Emirates is a trust committed to your care. So exert your utmost effort in its service. And don't forget that this land was watered with the blood of righteous murderers, those who gave their lives to illuminate the path of honor for future generations. They pledged to Allah their homeland and their leadership, and they were true to their pledge. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Among the believers are men true to what they promised Allah. Indeed, our murders are alive in our hearts. أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Alive with their Lord, receiving provision. So blessed are they with the giving of their Lord. The Almighty said, والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم. And the martyrs with their Lord will have their reward and their light. O Allah, accept our martyrs, bless the union of our Emirates, and perpetuate the harmony of our hearts and the unity of our world. O Allah, send peace and blessings upon our Master and the Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the messengers, and upon his family, his companions, and the followers. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all the noble companions. O Allah, make us believers in you and worshippers of you. Make us upholders of the rights of the Union, fulfillers of its covenant, and preservers of it, and make us dutiful to our parents. Have mercy upon them as they raised us when we were young, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, preserve the United Arab Emirates with your protection, encompass it with your care, and surround it with your providence. O Lord of the worlds, O Allah, preserve Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, the President of the State, and grant him continued wisdom and sound judgment. Grant success to him, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his trustworthy Crown Prince, and to that which you love and are pleased with. O Allah, have mercy upon the sheikhs of the Union and its leaders. O Allah, have mercy upon the Muslim men and Muslim women, the living among them and the dead. O Allah, O you of vast mercy and great bounty, grant us rain and don't make us among those who despair. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the great and majestic, and he will remember you. Thank him for his blessings, and he will increase you. I say these words of mine, and I seek Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So ask his forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.